High rates of turnover are leading to inconsistency at the Office of Children's Services, which operates the state's foster care system. That's according to a new study released last month that focuses on surveys with the Child Protection Agency's frontline workers. Alaska Public Media's Anne Hillman reports.
For the past decade, there's been a 30% staff turnover rate at OCS. University of Alaska Anchorage professor DeWalker Wadapale heads the Citizen Review Panel, a community oversight group for OCS. And he says this causes a problem. OCS has hundreds of pages of rules and policies on how to run the foster care system. But with that many employees coming and going, it's hard to make sure everything is interpreted consistently.
You can't make a rule for everything. So there is room for intent. And that's where the challenge comes. What is the intent of this particular sentence in a practice model, and how do I implement it as a worker?
The practice model is the overarching set of definitions and explanations that govern how OCS is supposed to operate and how they're supposed to interact with families. And Wadapale says different people interpret parts of that model in different ways. He and his students recently completed the first external survey of OCS workers. They analyzed the data with a focus on frontline workers, the people who are interacting with the community. Wadapale says they found that those workers do not have a consistent understanding of how OCS is supposed to work. The report also shows that workers are just getting 2 to 3 weeks of formal training before interacting with families.
2 to 3 weeks training is definitely not sufficient, even if you have a master's in social work. But that's what we can probably afford at this point.
But most new recruits don't have a master's degree. Wadapale says there isn't a big enough pool of social work graduates to fill all of the jobs at OCS, especially given the turnover. So the agency lowered its standards. That means workers don't come into the agency with some of the hands-on training that social work graduates do have. He says some workers are getting on-the-job training, but the survey didn't ask specific questions about it, so he doesn't know the details. That was another issue Wadapale pointed to. His team didn't get to design the survey. Instead, OCS gave them the same format they'd been using for years, limiting what information could be gathered. But Wadapale did find that frontline workers want more training. The survey results also show that most frontline workers don't think the communities they work in understand what OCS does and why. Wadapale says this perception negatively impacts the workers' interactions with families because the workers feel uncomfortable.
I'm constantly thinking, okay, what I shouldn't do here so I don't get into trouble, instead of focusing on the child or family and trying to do the best to make their lives better.
Wadapale is clear in saying that this report reflects the perceptions of the workers. The community may know more than workers think. But he says OCS and community oversight groups, like the Citizen Review Panel, need to help educate the community about OCS and build stronger relationships. From the Urban Affairs Desk, I'm Anne Hillman.